you guys ever heard that song? Hey there, Patriots. Have you ever heard that? Our wonderful Dan Scavino posted that the other day, and I had never heard it. I guess I'm not a rocker girl, but that's a cool song. Because all the banners, they've all flown in the last war. I'll tip my hat to the new Constitution, take a bow for the new revolution, smile and grin at the change all around, pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray, and we won't get fooled again. I love it. Thank you, Dan Scavino, for posting that. I thought that was awesome. I shared it over on the social media. I love it. Hey there, Patriots. I'm glad you guys are here. We're going to have fun. Yeah, not really necessarily what you're expecting normally on a Sunday morning for worship. But, you know, worship is where we are thanking the Lord that He is setting us free. The Lord is saving us. He's saving humanity, and we give Him thanks and praise. He's using rockers. He's using wonderful President Trump. He's using each one of us because we're all over it. We are not going to be fooled again. We're not going to be led around by the nose by these demon worshipers, and that's really what it's about, and I appreciate everybody pushing and pulling and working hard to get this done, especially those rocker dudes. Love it. I hope you guys are having fun. I hope you are ready for fun with Melissa Redpill. This is, I don't even have it right here. Where did I put it? Freedomforce.live. I've lost it. I've lost my website. There it is. It's right there. Freedomforce.live. If you're new here, definitely check into all the things we have over there for you. Absolutely free. Over 1,000 videos about how this is biblical. We've been doing research on how this is biblical, and it's the end for them. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Right, everybody? Very, very exciting days. And so definitely check it out there. All the social media, the real social media is right here. We're posting like wildfire every day, fast as we can go. And so everybody join with us and share. Definitely, if you can, please join with me on X. I'm trying to reach normies over on X. So please, if you can, make sure to hit the heart, hit the repost, hit the like, hit the everything. Comment, all that. It really does help. It helps it to fly. The other day, we got like 500,000 impressions because of us working together. What a great Freedom Force battalion. We are the battalion. Let's see what I have. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to hit the like on this video right here over on Rumble or X, wherever you are watching. Go ahead and hit the like on that. Thank you so much. And make sure your bell is rung so you get notified. Did you guys see this? I had sung you guys a song last night. I had sung about America, and because we're counting the Omer, right? And this is the first day of the seventh week. Let me get all the bundle of where we are so far. The first day of the seventh week, and I was thinking about the Omer. I'm like, okay, here we are. It's the first day of the seventh week. How exciting is this? This is, you know, 777 is, you know, even in Vegas they know that's the lucky number. And so, you know, this is biblical. If, you know, 777 is biblical numbers. Anyway, the next thing I know, I see President Trump posts this. Did you guys see this? I want to hear what you guys think of this. I thought, oh no, there's no way. It's not a real, you know, I'm always checking to make sure that these are real posts and I'm not sharing. I don't want to share anything that's not real. I go right over there and there it is. Sure is the world, big as Dallas, May 31st at 9:06, right at the beginning of the seventh day of the counting of the Omer. President Trump knows all about the beautiful Jewish Hebrew festivals, really. Anyway, he said, there is no hashtag Joe Biden executed in 2020. Still there it is. Still right there. Let me see if, let me refresh it. It might have more. Let me see if it's got, yes, it's got 27,000 likes. I think a lot of people hadn't even seen it, you know, until they got up this morning. You know, people were already, you know, tucked in bed or whatever. And so had shut down their social media. But there it is, executed in 2020. What do you think? What do you think? The clones, hashtag Biden clones, doubles, and robotic, engineered, soulless, mindless entities are what you see. Democrats don't know the difference. We've been talking about this forever, you know, all the masks and you're like this, why is he tall? And why is he, you know, he doesn't even look the same as the old Joe Biden. He doesn't even have the big giant forehead that Biden had. And it just goes well beyond the, you know, aging process. So, you know, and so I was talking to a dear friend. They're like, why would they do such a thing? Well, if you have the right to be, you know that you've got the political clout to get close to being able to be a president, and, you know, maybe for whatever reason, it says here executed, you're going to use that. They have no compunction about lying. They'll lie any day of the week. They love lying. This is what demons love. Their father is the father of lies. And so, of course, they would go out and they would put a fake Joe Biden. I mean, we've always thought, this guy really, he's... I've heard of aging gracefully, but aging completely different, and you don't even look like the same person. And we already know, you guys already know about that John Kasich admitted on live TV that John McCain had been executed. I'm sure you've all seen, I've shared that many, many times. If you haven't, just go back and search Kasich and you'll see it. See, K-A-S-I-C-H. Anyway, there you go. You know, they're guilty of crimes against our country, treason, and they've already had this, you know, but of course, nobody is going to come out in the mainstream media and admit that they've been executed. And now President Trump just puts it right out there. We've always talked about on the board that he said, you know, Q said, you'll love how this movie ends. You know, President Trump holds all the cards. He can wake people up and tell people the truth like that. And it goes out on social media like wildfire. You know, you and I, you know, we're trying to support him and share this information, whatever he posts. But, you know, he's got the golden touch. He can just put something out there and it will go like wildfire. Of course, they're saying, oh, 25th Amendment, he's crazy. Well, yeah, they don't want... That opens up a lot of questions for people. Why in the world would he be executed? Not that he died just of natural causes, but that he was executed. We've already talked about that with McCain and how many other people. We've had the same kinds of things that made us think that Bush Sr. was executed. And I wouldn't doubt Barbara Bush also. I mean, so many of them, it makes everything suspect. So is this really where we're going in for the final week of the counting of the Omer, the final week of the push to expose all this and bring in the military occupation in Washington, D.C.? At some point, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. And I know you're ready. I'm ready. President Trump knows, though, when we're ready. And I just feel like this is a big shot across the bow that he's, and I have a feeling he's going to be putting more blasts out on social media. So keep yourself buckled up. He's going to be ready to really expose a lot of this truth on. I just don't think this is a one-time thing. I think it's going to be, you know, every day it's going to be hard-hitting truth that he blasts out. So get ready. We'll just watch and see. So I want to see what you guys think in the chat. What do you think about this? So, clones and doubles. Actually, I posted, let me see if I have it. I meant to grab it for you guys. Let me grab this. Okay, let me just go ahead and see if I think I've already posted it over on X. Let me see if I have it. Yeah, there was the mic drop. That is the ultimate mic drop, isn't it? Okay, so yeah, I was posting this morning about some other stuff, but yeah, let me see. Sorry if I'm hurting your eyes. Okay, so here's some. I'll show you this one real quick. So people are going out on social media this morning and sharing videos that just look outrageous, like tall Biden, you know, and then this one where he's leaving the property, and you're like, okay, this is a fake Biden. Why is he, you know, going to his car like he's leaving a job, you know, going home from work? Okay, so this is the body double. Check this out.
Can we get a picture? Hey, Biden. Hey, Joe. It's the body double. Hey, Joe. don't even want you.
This is the one that you see on CNN. But where's the real Joe?
Okay, so yeah, so the people are putting these things all out on social media. So definitely let's all go and share these things. Definitely go, I'll pop the link in right here for this one so you can share these types of things and let's get this out there. When he puts this out, our job as the Freedom Force Battalion, as the Patriots, is to blast this information out and help people to see this is not just a silly post. Actually, Laura Loomer just posted it and laughed like, oh, this is a funny joke. It's not a funny joke. He would not say this unless this was legit. And I'll just tell you this about Laura Loomer. She was trying to tell President Trump what he should do about the person who would run NASA. And she's like, oh, well, they've got all these people in here trying to take, get President Trump to not have this guy as the head of NASA. President Trump doesn't need her help. Does anybody here think that President Trump needs Laura Loomer's help? Now, I know a couple of weeks ago she was there and said something and President Trump took her advice. He does not need her advice. President Trump has it all. He knows it all. He does not need her advice. And if he doesn't want this person as the head of NASA, then, it's for good reason. And let's just be honest, NASA, the truth about NASA has to come out because NASA means deceive and they've been deceiving us for a very, very, very long time. And it's all over social media. It just search NASA lies and you'll, get a belly full of it. So bottom line, Laura Loomer, he doesn't need your help. He doesn't need your help. And sometimes I wonder if what she's doing is, trying to, I don't know. Sometimes it just makes me wonder. I'm just going to say, I'll just put it that way. All right, so I wanted you guys to see that. Let's go back to where we were. Yeah, okay, so that's what he had posted. So if anybody has any other thoughts on that, let me know in the chat. Now, here's what just came out this week, which was really outrageous. And it's like, who's controlling this body double? Because this was the dumbest thing. And they talked about soulless and lifeless. Now, I don't really think it's robots, really. Because let's just be honest, if it was a robot, then they would be able to control that person and not have them say such stupid things. Listen to what he said this week.
Discussion recently about your mental and physical capabilities while you were in office.
You can see that. I'm mentally incompetent and I can't walk and I can beat the hell out of both of them.
Do you want to reply to any of those reports and also to the fact that there are some Democrats who are now questioning whether you should have run for re-election in the first place?
Why didn't they run against me then? Because I'd have beaten them.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't.
Okay. So, okay, what is that about? He's lost it. He's lost it. He's, and so he does, he doesn't know what to say. I don't know. I don't know who this is. I don't know what this person is. If it's an actor just trying to, make him out to look absolutely, like an Alzheimer's patient, because that's really what they're coming out with on the news now. They're like, okay, we were... they're not admitting that they were wrong, but that they, they should have seen that he was, was in cognitive decline. And of course, the thing is, if the mainstream media can't see through that, then why would we believe anything they have to say? But isn't that wild that he would say, why didn't they run against me? Who is in control of the body double? Who's in control of this person? Anyway, it's a wild deal. Of course they would want to have, just as long as they could have control of the White House, they would do anything to keep a fake, keep a robot, keep a whatever in there so that they could control that auto pin and control those executive powers. And President Trump has said the real Joe Biden, with all of his faults, did not want, he never was for open borders and all that. So it tells you right there that obviously the criminal cabal was in control of the White House. I just thought that was wild. I thought that was wild for him to say, admitting he's, in cognitive decline. He's beat the hell out of them. You didn't beat the hell out of them. Are you? Whatever. Anyway, that was interesting. Again, tell me what your thoughts are. Yeah, I think so too, KYDA. I think so too. I don't know. Some of these things are really strange. All right, so yeah, that's the post that I put out, and that's the one that's directly from Truth Social. All right, so now let's get to talking about the key, because that's really the name of this site, of this video. I had to talk about this bombshell that President Trump dropped as far as Joe Biden being, you know, executed in 2020. But now let's get to the main point of this video today, which is the key that unlocks the door of all doors. I find it very interesting that President Trump gave Elon a key. Now, let's just be honest. If there's anybody who controls a lot of information, it's Elon. And President Trump has given him a lot of authority to go into a lot of places in, you know, by doing his Doge work. And don't you, you know, of course, saving the money, of course. But beyond that is to find out the data about all the crimes that they've committed in every agency. So anyway, I think this was cool that President Trump was giving him a key. And just so for those of you who may not, I'll play this, but I want you to see this post from December 5th, 2017. It says, key unlocks the door of all doors. Stone, the force or the strength capable of yielding power to act on information. Key plus stone equals. All right. So then Q wrote his name, his letter. All right. So what is this key that unlocks the door of all doors? We've been talking about this, and they go into this. What is a key? What is a key used for? What is a guard? What is a guard used for? Who unlocked the door of all doors? Was it pre-planned? And it says here, the very next post, or 10 posts later, POTUS, open the door of all doors. Expand your thinking. What is the keystone? So you keep going down this post, and basically it's saying that the mainstream media is the one that keeps the lock on the truth. The mainstream media, and now, you know, they've kept us from being able to get at the truth. And President Trump was the one who started blasting out the truth. He's like the trumpet of truth to blast all this out. And all of a sudden we started realizing, oh, they're all connected. The Bushes and the Clintons are best friends, and they've been running all these, you know, wars, and they've been running all the drugs and all the trafficking of children and all that. So that was the door of all doors to all this truth just blasting out. Right. And so the mainstream media has been keeping a lid on the truth, and through lies, through misdirection, through all that. So anyway, what define corruption? Wealth is power. Power is influence. Influence is control. So who is the one who controls the truth that comes out? And the reality is President Trump puts this now can put out this truth on Truth Social. And of course, our job is we helped it to go even farther, right, with people who maybe are not looking at the news. And so we're all working together to get truth out. And of course, Elon, because of X, has a huge role in this of getting truth out. And of course, before, when it was Twitter, you couldn't get the truth out. You couldn't get it out about COVID, when people's lives were at risk. You couldn't get the truth out. You know, you got banned. I still don't have my original account back. I may never get my original account back. You know, they banned me for life because I've talked about, you know, 17. Maybe one day I'll get it back. But anyway, whatever. The point is, now with X, we are able to post whatever we want. I have not had them say anything about maybe one post. It was something that they were like, oh, you know, I don't know. It was a video of something that was, I think, a person getting hit by a car, something like that. You know, and that person plowed into those people. I think that was, okay, I understand that. But all the other stuff, you can post it. If it's your opinion, someone might not agree with your opinion, but we're able to get it out there. So thank God for X. Thank God for that. And so that is a huge key. Define corruption, define censorship, define controlled censorship. Again, misdirection. They might say direct you here or direct you there with a lie. What action is Twitter taking effective mid-December. What is the purpose of this action? Possible test to understand public and government response. Okay. Anyway, so the point is all this about these keys and the keystone unlocking the door of all doors. Now, listen to what President Trump has to say to Elon, and he's giving him this key. Check this out.
Some, I think, goes to very special people, and I thought I'd give it to Elon as a presentation from our country.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elon.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. This is a lot. The luck on this is amazing.
Large luck.
So that he gave him this key, and so this video goes into what, you know, so much of this truth that, you know, what in the post that I was just reading to you about the key in here. So it also is, thank you for Scotty Martin for who put out this video, and I want you to hear what came out in 2020. And I, to be honest, I don't remember this, and maybe you guys do, but I don't remember this. This is a video where Julian Assange is talking to someone at the State Department before the WikiLeaks came out. Of course, that was what woke up many of us, was the WikiLeaks and finding out. And I'll never forget, it was Judge Jeanine who was exposing some of this, and it really helped me to follow this thread to go, hey, what's going on with this WikiLeaks? And, you know, and also in the Southern District of New York, which she is now working as the interim U.S. attorney. So, you know, I really appreciate everybody who's given us a little piece of the puzzle so that we could follow these threads. And now we're in the day where you can get so much more truth out, thankfully, on X. All right. So anyway, I want you to see this because this is talking about this keystone, and I want you to see what this is talking about, the key that unlocks the door of all doors. And so this is where, of course, Julian Assange is such an amazing hero for getting this out there, and he has really taken so much suffering because of it. So he's a huge, amazing hero worldwide. But I want you to see some of the behind the scenes things that I don't remember knowing about. Anyway, I don't really think I think this is old news about this presidential pardon. It may be they may be talking about a pardon. And I very strongly believe that he deserves a pardon. He was released, but he's never been, quote, pardoned. We already have heard about several other people who are being pardoned. And so, you know, this is the whole point of the Jubilee, about this beautiful Omer festival, about the Pentecost, is it's the celebration of all the captives being freed and the debts being canceled. I've talked about that many times. If you haven't seen my information about the Omer, O-M-E-R, go over to freedomforce.live and you can find out more about what in the world that is. It's from Leviticus chapter 23. But anyway, here's the video where, or really it's audio, where Assange is talking to the person with the U.S. State Department.
Mr. Assange, hello, it's Cliff Johnson.
G'day, Cliff. Thank you for calling back.
Certainly.
Have you been briefed? Yeah, so the situation is that we have intelligence that the State Department database archive of 250,000 diplomatic cables, including the classified cables, is being spread around, and is to the degree that we believe that within the next few days it will become public, and we're not sure what the timing could be, imminently or within the next few days to a week. And there may be some possibility to stop it.
Okay, before it goes on, of course, the WikiLeaks was exposing, you know, the trafficking, the Hillary Clinton emails, the hot dogs at the White House, the corruption and in every country, just the all this. Okay, so it goes into all that, but they were saying that these documents that had been obtained by Assange and WikiLeaks, which we believe is through Seth Rich and the DNC, that they were supposed to be redacted by WikiLeaks before they were released. But they were stolen. And they got out there. And even to this day, we don't know who released them. How they, you know, the ones that were released were not really by WikiLeaks, because they were going to redact some of this data, some of this information. But he's saying that as it was transferred, that they lost control of it, and it's another, they're saying the person who used to work for WikiLeaks had gained access to them. Okay. But, you know, I've never heard that this person was, you know, held up for, you know, crimes for doing this. We know that what happened to Assange, but the other guy supposedly was not. So who's the one who really released this to the world so that we saw these emails unredacted, okay? So that was really what really helped to spur the Great Awakening. This was before Q started posting a year later. This was a month, basically the October surprise before President Trump was elected in 2016. And all of a sudden, you're like, it opened up everything to realizing, you know, what the deep state was about, the corruption, and how they all work together. Okay, so I want you to see that it was supposed to be redacted, and it was not. They were stolen. Okay.
And are these, and who would be releasing these cables? Is this WikiLeaks?
No, we would not be releasing them. We are. Well, this is Daniel Dumscheit Berg, previous.
Okay, that guy right there, Daniel Dumscheit Berg, a previous employee of WikiLeaks that was suspended.
Employee that we suspended last August.
And so he apparently has access to the material that WikiLeaks also has?
Yes, that's correct.
He has access to everything that you have, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and that includes classified as well as the unclassified cables?
That's correct.
I see. And in terms of what they took, does that mean that they now have the ability themselves, without your control or authorization, to make this as available as they want? Is this now in
their... That's correct. There's no attempted... redaction program and no attempted harm minimization. In case there are any individuals who haven't been warned, that they should be warned.
So think of like the Bourne Identity, that someone is a double agent and that they are out in the field and working as a double agent, or, you know, and that people trust them. And all of a sudden these WikiLeaks come out and expose that person, that they are, you know, working against Iran or whatever group it is. And so that person would be in danger. And so as a journalist, you know, Assange is really amazing has always been amazing at getting the truth out, but he's always being very, very careful not to put someone in danger. And so he also talks about here that this is really not his responsibility. He's contacting the U.S. State Department to put the onus on them, saying, this is your responsibility. This is not ours. You have more power than we do as a private company. You have the ability to potentially get this and get control of this document before it's released to the world. Okay. And it looks like, obviously, they did not do that. But, okay, let me just say, I don't want anyone in danger. I don't want anyone in danger, a double agent in danger. But the reality is, we needed to know what was going on behind the scenes. We needed desperately to know how they've been running this game on us, and that they were using all these things, you know, in this deep state to harm and commit treason. We needed to know. So, and I think that he was going to try to get that information out while protecting people by redacting some of the names, etc.
Material. There is an encrypted version of the materials on the internet somewhere. Uh, the, that we do not control. One doesn't actually need to convey the material itself, one only needs to convey the location of the material and its encryption key. There is another possibility, which is the taking down of those files. That is a degree of research and effort that we do not have the capacity to do. It is there are not so many of them.
And you know all the locations of them, you think?
We know several, and it's probably not that hard to find the others.
Can you provide us with that location information?
I can encourage other people to do so. Our view is that it's more your problem than it is ours, but we have been calling the State Department and the embassy for over a day trying to explain the urgency, and they have not called back other than this call.
Well, I appreciate what you've told us, Mr. Assange.
All right, there you go. Were you guys aware of that? I don't even know how I missed that back in the day. But anyway, I really appreciate, you know, kind of getting the inside scoop on this. Okay, so that really takes us back, though, to President Trump giving Elon this key. Okay, so what is this about? You know, is this the key that we already know President Trump has unlocked the door of all doors? And is this going to, you know, something that he, President Trump and Elon are doing together, going to, you know, bust some of this truth wide open? And thankfully, because of X, we can put this truth out on X about, for example, this perfectly good case with the Biden, you know, being executed in 2020, and they, you know, it will not be taken down. We can share this information. So who knows what's going to be the next juicy tidbit that comes out that maybe we've known for all this time. People are like, we've known this for a long time. Well, fine. But most people have not. And definitely when President Trump posted, that lends credence to it. So whatever comes out, you know, we've been posting it, but people have not necessarily believed it. They're like, oh, that's just some conspiracy theory. But if we can surpass the media's tamping down through all the other social media, then we can get the truth out to the masses. That's the point, and that's where we are going to work hard to get, you know, it's the Freedom Force Battalion, we're going to work hard to get that done. And so that's why immediately when this came out last night, I posted that, the original post from President Trump. I also posted, the videos, you know, showing the tall Biden and the body double and that kind of thing. So anyways, this is a big red pill for people. So keep sharing it today. And so at least trying to get them to think for themselves. I was talking to this dear friend and they're like, well, I'm going to have to sit and study this. I'm going to have to review this, because all of a sudden, instead of it just being me telling this person, it's actually a post from President Trump. All right. So that's our role in this war, is to help get the truth out to people who maybe haven't seen these things. Here's I'll share this link right here. This was way back in 2020 when that video I just showed you was first posted by Project Veritas, December 16th, 2020, that they had posted that video of Assange talking to that person at the U.S. State Department. Okay, so this was an interesting post by Elon Musk, and it says, hey, Grok, is that fake news? Is that fake news? Well, this is just so wild looking, okay? You see the news, GNUS, but then look behind and you see that these are people dressed up like news, okay? And that, you know, anyway, that's just very interesting. I want to hear your thoughts, see what you think about this, because, you know, it's it definitely reminds you of Baal, the images of Baal worship. It does. So, you know, I know people might, you know, in some of these cultures dress up with the head of a bull and you know, whatever. But I just find that very interesting that he would post this, and that is, you know, going, you know, viral, right? A lot of people see this. And so is it a message? Is he pointing everyone to, you know, this Baal worship that this is real? What do you think? Kind of made me think. Yeah, it's a funny picture. So I like being able to use, that's exactly what Anons do. They use something funny and kind of viral and a picture that makes you go, what is that going on? But it spurs the conversation to go, you know, this is what, you know, have you ever seen the picture? And like, what I really need to do is have one where it's that and the picture of the bale, you know, with the horns, whatever, right next to it. Just to make people go, hey, is this real? You know, you just like you and I used to think this was ancient history. And now we realize, no, this is what these people do. These people still, you know, worship Satan. And this Baal worship is where they do child sacrifice. And that's something that has to come out. So that's what I kind of think he's doing with this picture. But, you know, tell me what you think in the comments. All right. Now, President Trump now goes into talking about the auto pen. And I think on this video, he's talking a little bit about Biden being not ever being for open borders. And so he's basically calling out that this is treason right here. So check this out.
There was a lot of dishonesty in the election, as you know, 2020. That's been now caught. People understand it was a rigged election. And when you go further out, when you see the auto pen, I mean, I think the auto pen is going to become one of the great scandals of all time because you have somebody operating it or a number of people operating. Because I knew Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't in favor of opening up borders, letting 21 million people into this from prisons and mental institutions and gang members. He wasn't into that at all. And, you know, who signed these orders, proclamations, and all of the different things that he signed that set our country so far back that was so bad for our country?
With the auto pen, how would it work? Like, we're in the Oval Office right now. If there was a group of rogue staffers that worked for you, yeah, who wanted to advance a bill or an executive order without your knowledge, how could they do it? How do they go?
Well, it's very hard because I'd read your newspapers or your media the next day and I'd say, well, I didn't approve that, and I would find it. I mean, they wouldn't get away with it for long because I'd say, I never signed that. Who the hell signed that? Auto pens, to me, are used to sign letters to people because we get, I think they said, 20,000 letters a week. And you like to be able, when somebody takes the time to write a letter, it's nice to sort of write back. And auto pens are meant for that. Auto pens are not meant to sign major proclamations or tax cuts or borders, anything having to do with the border, which is so important. And if it happened on my watch, I would be able to see it because the next day or sooner, I'd be reading about something that I knew nothing about and who the hell signed this. So I almost never use the auto pen. In fact, yesterday I was signing about 81, I think it was 81 proclamations and statements to people that I think should be signed by us. I think when you write letters to foreign dignitaries or presidents or prime ministers, you should be signing those letters, not done with auto pens. I understand he signed almost everything with an auto pen. It's a very dangerous thing. It really means you're not president. Whoever operated the auto pen, and we think we know who that is, and it was actually more than one person, but that's not what the presidency is all about. I hardly used to know.
All right. So I thought that was great. And it also plays right into his post that he made last night about that Biden is just a robot and not a real person. It's not about him being a real, I don't think he's really saying it's about being a robot. It's really talking about that he's, you know, not the real president, you know, and he wasn't acting as the president. So very, just very, very interesting. So the point is, you know, these people were using his position. Well, of course, they already stole the election. They got all these fake Joe Bidens out there, stole the election, used the auto pen for whatever they wanted to do to bring down our country. And to be honest, okay, pretend like you're a criminal and you've been involved in all these criminal activities and your only hope is to steal the election and to bring down the country and prevent, you know, President Trump from ever getting back in there. That's your only hope of preventing yourself from being prosecuted. And not just yourself, but all the rest of these, you know, the deep state. So they would all work together so that they, you know, do whatever they had to do to prevent prosecutions. Well, they failed. All right, so that was great that where President Trump was talking about auto pen. Here is someone got a picture of his lock screen. How cool is that? And actually, on the time was that they took this shot of his picture of his phone was at 9/11. Look at him pointing the finger. I love that. I love that. That's his lock screen. How cool is that? Yep, I think that's cool. I want to have that lock screen. How about you? All right, so here's where President Trump says he wants to send all this money. Instead of it going to Harvard, send it to the trade schools. And we certainly need that. We need everyone, and we actually have that in, you know, I'm on the school board, and we're big on CTE and teaching our kids construction and welding and FFA and cosmetology and those types of things so that that they have a certification so that when they graduate, they can go right into having a career and something that they are able to do to help our country. You know, we need plumbers and all these things. So anyway, so check out what President Trump says. And first of all, take all this money away from the Harvard, which is obviously not being used to benefit our country at all. It's just a bunch of Pharisees and, you know, lawyers who are against our country.
I'd like to see the money go to trades where people learn how to fix motors and engines, where people learn how to build rocket ships, because, you know, somebody has to build those rocket ships.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see trade schools set up, because you could take $5 billion plus hundreds of billions more, which is what's spent.
Absolutely.
And you could have the greatest trade school system anywhere in the world. And that's what we need to build his rockets and robots and things that he's doing and to build lots of other things. And, you know, I went to school with people. In some cases, they weren't good students, but they could fix the engine of a car better than anybody I've ever seen. They could take it apart blindfolded. They had an ability at that. And they did very well. They made a lot of money. You know, it's a very skilled job. It's great. But I'd like to see a lot of money going into trade schools. I've always felt that. And we probably found our pot of gold, and that's what's been wasted at places like Harvard. And
Yeah, that pot of gold that is at Harvard, and we might as well put it to good use. And so, you know, President Trump, he is going to make sure that that taking it away from those who are using it for evil and giving it to the people who can actually, you know, benefit our country. So, yay. Yes. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you. And here are some wonderful people who are part of the trades, people who make this country work, people who are out there, you know, making the steel so that we can have the things that we need in our country instead of this yucky Chinese steel that is no good. China steel is no good. Check it out.
We're going to be so successful. You have just started. You're going to watch. We're here today to celebrate a blockbuster agreement that will ensure this storied American company stays an American company. You're going to stay an American company. You know that, right? But we're going to have a great partner. We're going to have a great partner. And I have to tell you, Japan has been a tremendous friend of mine during my years as president. And then we had a little hiatus. We had a rigged election. But then we won, and we said, let's make it too big to rig, and they made it too big to rig. And this is a much more powerful term than we could have ever had the other way. So a lot of things, God was looking down on us all for a lot of reasons, including right there. A lot of reasons we were blessed, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to see that. It will keep its headquarters in the great city of Pittsburgh.
All right. He also mentioned that $5,000. They'll all be getting $5,000. So they're all very excited that they're going to have a great future. They'll have a great jobs. President Trump is protecting these trades, and really very, very exciting. Everybody's excited about it. And yeah, thankfully, Pennsylvania came through to make sure that President Trump was elected. So they are getting these definitely rewarded for that. So yeah, I loved also how he's bringing up faith in a very cool way. He's making it cool to love God. And I just appreciate that. And I love that. And that God was looking out for us. And I think it's just beautiful. And he, you know, you see the expression on the faces when he's talking about that, you know, that he was, you know, basically he's shot, you know. Let me see. Yeah, there he is. You see the people, their faces. They're like, wow. To find someone who is laughs at the fact that he was shot. That tells you right there what President Trump is made of. And all these men, you can tell, have great respect for President Trump. You know, he's a man's man, no doubt about it. Really quite an amazing person for us to emulate. All right, so, and that really shows when he stood up, you know, I actually put this over on my Truth Social, the image of, where did I put it? The image of President Trump, fight, fight, fight. Okay, why is it not showing up? Let me refresh it. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, if anyone else, let's just be honest, anyone else who would have, you know, been shot in the head would not stand up and say, fight, fight, fight. Tell me, who do you know who would do that? This is his instinct. This is who he is at his core. He is a fighter. He is so courageous. He's not afraid of bullets. He's not afraid of this. And he's giving, you know, thanks to the Lord that the Lord was looking out for us. Amazing. Yes, where we go one, we go all. All right, love our president. Now, let's see. The next thing is, okay, now, so many things to tell you. Okay, so now the next one. Dan Bongino said this, and I wanted you guys to see it. He was talking about, you know, why is it taking so long to get these prosecutions? And so he says this. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I just want you to see what he said. He says, the process is... Okay, let me back up. Just so you know, because I get the public, I totally understand people saying, well, do it now. Get these prosecutions going. Arrest these people. The process is not all the information is ours to declassify. Some are other agencies. It belongs to other agencies. So they have to release it for the FBI. They have to give approval. We literally can't do it. Once that gets done and that gets out there and you read some of the stuff, we found that, by the way, was not processed through the normal procedure, digitizing it, putting it in the FBI records. We found it in bags hiding under Jim Comey's desk. You'll be shocked. Okay. So basically that's what he's saying is it's, you have to, you know, just like if you work for a company, you have to, the documents have to go to a person and they have to be signed off by one person and then another and another. So anyway, I will share this link so you guys can go and watch the whole thing if you want to. There it is right there. I'll type on here quickly, Dan Bongino, about the prosecutions. Okay, come on, Melissa. Okay, there you go. So if you have that over in the chat in Songbird, please put it over in the comments for everyone. All right, so I want you to see that. And I also wanted you to see this very interesting post. His name is Jeremy Scahill. I hope I'm saying that right. And he is talking about this proposal that was taken to Netanyahu, okay? I don't really want to call it Israel, but, you know, the Zionists, the ones in control, okay, of this war, who've been sending all these weapons of mass destruction into Gaza. And he's saying that the agreement that was written up between Hamas and Witkoff, President Trump's liaison there, was that Hamas would relinquish power to the Palestinian groups. And they won't do it. Israel will not sign off. Netanyahu will not sign off on this if Hamas is not going to remain in control. And what does that tell you? Actually, one of the top guys of Hamas was just killed. So that tells you something right there. Also, it's like, okay, was he working with Witkoff? And he, you know, this guy is now, you know, 6 feet under. All right, so anyway, I think this guy really explains it well. So tell me what you think.
My colleague at Dropsite News, Jeremy Scahill, obtained the agreement that was cut between Hamas and U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, and we've published that over at Dropsite News. I'm going to need your help with this one a little bit because I'm going to have to use the words Hamas and Gaza and some other things that the algorithm hates. So if you can do what you can to boost it, I'd appreciate it. I'll even give you a question at the end of this you can answer in the comments. But one of the key distinctions, and I think this is something that should become at minimum a historical footnote, like something that history remembers about this conflict. So there are two agreements. There's one that was reached on May 25th, which is an understanding between Hamas and Steve Witkoff, that if they agreed to this, that Witkoff would get Israel to agree to it as well, and the U.S. would guarantee it. That didn't happen. Israel refused to agree to that one. So Witkoff went back to Israel and came up with new terms that were agreeable to Israel. Now, some of the differences between these two agreements have been reported on heavily in the press. One of them, for instance, is that the second group of captives would be released 7 days after the agreement rather than 60 days. You know, Hamas obviously doesn't like that because they worry that as soon as the captives are released, Israel would start the war again, so that this would end up being just a 7-day ceasefire. But the key difference that I want to highlight is that in the agreement that Hamas made with Witkoff, they agreed to give up governing power in Gaza and turn it over to a technocratic committee led by independent Palestinians. And that Palestinian technocratic committee would oversee governance and would oversee reconstruction. So that's what Hamas agreed to. In the version that Israel agreed to with Witkoff, that section is stripped out. So think about that. And here's the question for you. Why is it that Hamas, in order to get to long-term peace, would be willing to give up power in Gaza, but Israel, which says that it does not want to end the war, insists on Hamas staying in power in Gaza? Why is that? So answer that one below. I'm sure some people will be giving hints in there, but let's not give any hints here. Just because I want you guys to think about this for yourselves. Like, why is it that Israel wants Hamas in power in Gaza based on the fact that they stripped out of the agreement Hamas's willingness to give up governance and be replaced by a technocratic Palestinian committee?
All right. What do you think? So he's not giving hints, but we already know that, bottom line, Netanyahu and Hamas have worked together all this time. They're hand in glove working together to cause all of this mayhem to take the land. And so they don't want to have someone that they don't control, that they are not working with. So that would, you know, that, in my opinion, that's the answer. And so that's hard for most people to even imagine. Their mind can't even go there because they think of things always as a legitimate war. This is not a legitimate war. This is the war where they control both sides, and it's a proxy war to take land, to kill people. This is how they've been running this game forever. All these wars have been the same way, that they've controlled both sides so that they can make money and kill, which they love, and garner more power. You tell me what you think. That's the answer to his question. So anyway, I appreciate him. He's not Jeremy Scahill. He is with DropSight. And so he's talking about Jeremy Scahill's report. All right, I'm going to play a little clip of this. This is from The View, which I never watch, but I did really enjoy this because this woman just... I am just shocked that she would expose all these crimes that Wiener had done. And so he's having to sit there and listen to her say this. And I'm sure he knew that she was going to read this. This is something that they had written ahead of time. And so, you know, he knew that he was going to have to go in here and just take it. And this is basically like hazing. They're doing this and say, okay, you know, we've got these goods on you, and we can read them out on national television, and you just do as you're told, and you can get out scot-free, and you'll be our puppet and all that. I really think that's really what's behind this, because let's just be honest, the man has no business running for public office, and he's saying, well, I'm a new man and blah 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 blah, right? I don't care. Get out. Don't even think about it. I just really appreciate him being exposed. But please, 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 people, whoever would be in a position to vote for him, please fight against him, and so that make it too big to rig so he can't win.
You resigned from Congress in 2011 over a sexting scandal. 2 years later, you stepped down from the mayoral race after sexting again under the alias Carlos Danger. And then in 2016, you sent lewd texts to a minor and served 15 months in prison, in addition to becoming a registered sex offender. Okay. So with all that said, why do you think, or why should New Yorkers give you a chance at a political comeback?
Well, let me just say this. I mean, all of that is happened, and I accept responsibility for it. You won't hear me do what some other people in public life have done, Donald Trump or Andrew Cuomo or Eric Adams. I'm a victim. They persecuted me for no reason. I was dealing with very serious problems.
Okay, so yeah, but he's a new man. Anybody here believes he's a new man? He's a new man of the New World Order. He's controlled by them, as he always has been. But yeah, so the honest truth is, somehow or another, he was thrown under the bus. Most of these people who've been controlled by the New World Order are always protected. So for him to, you know, have had this come out, that tells you something was fishy about him, about this, because they normally protect their own. But either way, it appears that he is now under their control. Either way, whether he is or whether he's not, it's just like he needs to go bye-bye and not be a part of any political future at all. Anybody who would vote for him needs their head examined. All right, so that was that. Okay, so this is where RFK, I have so much to tell you guys. RFK was exposing what was going on in Haiti, that they did not have the COVID. So what is that? They're supposed to be the ones who are in most danger because they don't have the vaccine and they don't have the medical care and all that. So he's exposing this. This is a really, really good one also to share so people realize, okay, the ones who are in danger are the ones who are under Big Pharma and the AMA. Check this out.
Haiti had a death rate. Haiti, if you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we were told the poor countries of Africa are going to be devastated by this because they can't get a hold of the vaccines. I mean, Haiti is the poorest country in the hemisphere. It had a 1.3% vaccination rate, so virtually nobody got a vaccine.
Right.
They had a COVID rate of 14 deaths per million population. We had a death rate of 3,000 per million population. American blacks had a death rate of probably 3,600.
14 per million. In Haiti, no vax, no tests, no AMA, protocols, 14 million, 14 out of a million. We had 3,000 per million. You would have been safer in Haiti, despite all the other mayhem going on in Haiti, than being in America.
Per million population.
That is incredible.
We had 200 times the death rate of Haiti. We had 200 times death rate of Nigeria, which had a 1.4% vaccination rate. Oh, and there's other reasons for that. Those are younger populations, which were less affected by COVID deaths. They're out in the sun more, and they've got a lot of other, advantages in that situation. But, yeah. There's something wrong with our country.
Okay. All right. So I appreciate Bobby doing this. Again, this is some of the videos that I have been posting, so just always, as much as you can, get it out there, share it wherever you can. Sometimes even in comment sections, you share it wherever you can. Just ask the Lord where to post some of these things. So so H. Clay was saying this about Wiener, and thank you for reminding me about this, H. Clay, that, Wiener had this laptop that got exposed, and that exposed Hillary. So maybe some of this is his quote, punishment for this, for allowing this all to come out. And that's probably, why his punishment was to be ridiculed before the entire world and to get the attention over on all this sexting, whether he really did this or not, who even knows, but he's punished because of the laptop. And either way, he's connected with Hillary and his wife, who's now married to Alex Soros, George Soros' son. So that tells you right there, they're all thick as thieves. And so now, who knows? It might be part of his punishment was to lose his wife. And his wife was told that she needed to marry Alex Soros. Because let's just be honest, no woman in their right mind would want to marry Alex Soros. Anyway, the whole thing is not normal. None of it is normal. none of it is where you would think of people, you know, just the whole thing is stinks to high heaven. So it'd be interesting to find out what the truth is about so many of these things. Anytime Hillary's involved, you know it's dirty. All right, so here's another post about the wonderful things about the health information coming out. And he's praising, Stephen Miller is praising RFK Jr., who's just doing an amazing job. We've had, you know, of course, the vaccine schedule no longer has for the children to be vaccinated with the COVID, quote, vax. Thankfully for that, he's taken out the titanium oxide dioxide from the Skittles and those kinds of candies. So, you know, just go, keep going, but go faster, right? So here's where Stephen Miller has more to say about that.
What has been fake for generations now is the medical and nutrition advice that so much of this government has been giving our families. And, you know, we saw, of course, you know, during COVID with like fake rules about from the so-called experts about masking and social distancing and everything else, or pretending that there's the same risk profile for a healthy four-year-old kid as a elderly and obese person. The MAHA report is the most significant and important breakthrough moment in terms of prioritizing prevention, underlying health, answering and asking the right questions. You know, why are there such persistently high rates of pediatric cancer in this country? And why have they increased so significantly since 1970? Why are pediatric cancer rates so much higher in the developed world than the developing world? Why do you even have a concept called diseases of civilization? I think you've all heard that concept before, right? Where in the most developed countries, you have such high incidences of cancer, of immunological disorders, right? In other words, things like celiac disease, food allergies, eczema, psoriasis, gut disorders. You have so many quality of life disorders that can actually be crippling and debilitating, right? In other words, some of these disorders can completely degrade in the person's entire quality of life permanently with no known cures. They can treat these things with, you know, like Crohn's disease, for example. They can treat these things with steroids. They can try to mitigate the symptoms, but there's no path out for millions of Americans. What is causing young babies in this country to have these crippling allergic reactions, or immune systems that don't fire properly? They underreact to certain illnesses, they overreact to other illnesses. And we don't see these same things in the natural world, in other primates. And so the report, which took just such extraordinary courage, and I'm so grateful to Bobby, in it, talking about the chemical load in our society, the chemical load that a child accrues.
What happened? The sound? Oh, no, don't tell me that. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Sorry about that, you guys. Can you hear me? Give me the thumbs up if you can hear now. Oh, my goodness. What have I done? I don't know what I did. Can you hear it now? Oh, goodness. Don't tell me that. We were going fine. Everything was fine. Okay. Sorry about that. Oh, I apologize for that. I have this thing taped in here, so it shouldn't come out like that. Anyway, so hopefully you didn't miss too much. I apologize. All right, so now you can hear it. All right, so anyway, I really appreciate that. I just posted the link. Thank you for letting me know. So I posted the link over in the chat, so you guys can watch that on your own with Stephen Miller. And I really just appreciate so much that he is he is pointing out the obvious, that look at the health, look at the children's health, look at these diseases that we never heard of such a thing when we were young. And, you know, it's pervasive. And he's talking about the vaccine schedule. He's talking about the food not having the nutrients in it. It's just empty of nutritional value. So just really appreciate everything that he's doing. They've attacked America because they know our destiny. If you haven't gone to my health page, definitely go over to freedomforce.live. I'll pop the link over in the chat. This is where you can research true remedies instead of this big pharma stuff. I mean, amazing things that, I'm asked many times to promote different things, and I never do unless it's something that I have personally experienced and benefited from, and I see that so what it can do for us and have done the research. For example, here's information more about this methylene blue. If you want to find out more about the methylene blue and where you can get it at 20% off, here's where we do the detox every day at the cellular level. A lot of you guys are already using that one. That one's right there at the very first post right there. The silver, how you actually use this as a true antibiotic, and you can use it topically. You can actually drink it and curing, they say don't use the word cure, but whatever, helping your body to heal of all the damage that's happened internally, as specifically your gut. Like this one right here helps a leaky gut with the black seed oil. Amazing. And also like the methylene blue can help with dementia, you know, really helping your body to get off of you the toxins that are causing the leaky gut and the dementia, and like the gallstones. You can cure gallstones. I shouldn't use the word cure. Sorry, I used the word cure. That you can stop gallstones so that you don't have to have surgery. I literally know someone who did not have to have surgery because she, with her changes in her diet and with the Giancarpietro, she was able to stop the gallstones and get them to soften and to eliminate from her body. I've been using this amazing, the chlorine dioxide for your toothpaste, your mouthwash, your wound care, your nasal spray. I love chlorine dioxide, and now to have it when you brush your teeth and you use your mouthwash, that it is making your mouth feel so, so fresh, and you know it's perfectly clean. Really exciting. Really, I love having these true cures. Just as much as you can, if you haven't seen my green smoothie, drink the green smoothie. Right there, the green smoothie. I'm going to click on that right there. Go and do the green smoothie every day. I have a video right here where I show how I make it. Now, here's all the ingredients that I put in it, and you just throw all kinds of good things, and your body is just saying thank you. So anyway, I really appreciate the ones who have worked so hard to help us get our health back, and I'm doing everything I possibly can to age in reverse. That's what I'm working on. All right, so I wanted you to see that. I wanted you to see this too. Let me see if I can pop this one over here, open in Telegram. Okay, here's this was actually from where President Trump was talking about the auto pen, and I wanted to read something to you real quick before we jet. Okay, so in this, okay, this is where it's talking about the Constitution. Article 1, Section 7 outlines the legislative process, stating that a bill becomes law if the president approves it and that he shall sign it, and if he does or return it with objections, which is a veto, if he doesn't sign it. The phrase shall sign it is the key. It doesn't, does that imply a personal physical act? I believe it does. I think that's what President Trump is saying. I should have read this earlier, but I'm sorry. Now I'm reading it. Anyway, so also the Constitution assumes the president's conscious individual assent to a law. An auto pen, even if it's authorized, is a mechanical proxy. Some argue it's akin to delegating the decision itself, which the president can't legally do. Now, it's one thing, like President Trump was saying, you can have this as far as signing off on a letter that was sent, you know, sending out to millions of people or whatever, or even hundreds of people. That's what the auto pen is really for, not for signing legislation, which the Constitution says must be signed, okay? And so the framers envisioned a hands-on executive role. In 1787, signing meant pen to paper by the person in question. No machines existed to complicate this. An auto pen might clash with that original understanding. All right, so the legal authenticity is a signature traditionally proves intent of and identity. All right, so I want you to see that very important piece of the of that. All right. So next, now can you guys, everybody's hearing? Okay. So also, President Trump just posted this. He said, but China is not following through with their agreement. China has, not surprisingly, totally violated its agreement with us. So much for being Mr. Nice Guy. And right now, President Trump is doing all these agreements with many other countries, but specifically with India. And I know that China is wondering what in the world they realize that they're about to lose their ability to trade with America if they don't watch out, because India is going to replace them. China has totally violated its agreement. You know, we know that the deep state, starting with Clinton, worked to get, it was 72,000. I think now it's up to 90,000 of our factories taken over to China. But a lot of these factories are in India also. And looks like they're wanting to replace China. Looks like President Trump's going to let them do it. No more Mr. Nice Guy. What do you guys think? All right. I know I've got so many things, but I think this is the last thing I wanted to show you on this. This was a reporter, a patriot, who was in the White House. I love having patriots in the white press briefing room. And so this guy unloads the Epstein and the Clinton secrets on live TV. That's why they never wanted to have patriots in there. They didn't want to have anyone who was outside of their mainstream media control. Check this out.
For you is, so over the weekend, President Trump posted Truth Social a video highlighting what most people call the Clinton body count, which is the strange number of suicides that seem to happen in Clinton circles. I have a headline here from the Washington Post that said, Trump peddles false conspiracy theories tying the Clintons to several deaths. So I just wanted to highlight real quick, this wasn't in Trump's video, but this is from the Arkansas Times, and it's the death of Mark Middleton, who was a former Clinton White House aide, who was found dead on a Clinton Foundation property. And I'll just quote from the Arkansas Times. Middleton apparently shot himself in the chest with a shotgun and also hung himself from a tree with an extension cord. So I have no idea how somebody commits suicide that way, but if the Washington Post is here, maybe you can enlighten us as to how that was actually a suicide. So anyways, that's just a lead into my question about the most famous Clinton-related suicide, which is that of Jeffrey Epstein. There's still a lot of questions around that case. You've released phase one of the Epstein files. What was missing from that is any connection to his ties to intelligence agencies, and that's really the whole story, that not just trafficking young girls, but doing it on behalf of intelligence agencies, and even potentially as part of a blackmail ring with potential ties to the Israeli government. So for phase two, when can we expect it? Will it have information pertaining to those aspects of the Epstein case?
I know the Attorney General has committed to releasing those files. I would defer you to the Department of Justice on her timeline, but when she has made a promise in the past, she has kept it, and I'm certain that she will in this case as well.
All right. I can't believe all the truth bombs that guy dropped on live TV. This is the benefit of having control of the press briefing room and having patriots in there. Did you hear that he's saying that Epstein connected to Israel and basically using it as a blackmail operation? I mean, I don't know how many people saw this. So this is something I would really encourage you. These are the kinds of things to blast out. This was actually from Trending Politics. I'm like really loving this guy. And so he was also on the other topic. He was about this guy who shot himself and hung himself on Clinton Foundation property. So he's like, okay, Washington Post, could you explain how that can happen? I don't quite understand that. So, you know, he was using that as a lead in. So I'm just loving having these patriots in there and having people hear things that they never would have ever even heard before. And how many people do you think have researched that because of this guy saying this live in the press briefing room? So anyway, keep going on sharing these types of things. That's what I try to post every day. Things that I don't want to keep you too busy, and you know, because I know there's just so, you know, it's you have limited time. But whatever I put out there, I really think are things that really you can share and will help people to wake up. All right, so I wanted to talk very briefly about the counting of the Omer. The other night, and I showed this on my video yesterday, this one right here, is it okay to pray an imprecatory psalm? So in case you missed that, I want you to hear what dawned on me when I was preparing the night before, and I was in prayer, and it's some things just, you know, you connect some of these dots that I'd never really connected before, or just seeing them in a new light. Okay, so check this out. I hope you enjoyed this.
Okay, so I want to show you guys something. Okay, so this is what happened. Okay, here's what happened. So last night, you know, tucking in and talking to the Lord before I go night, and, you know, it's dawning on me that here we are, you know, really close to starting the seventh week of the counting of the Omer. So here we are. You know, we've been gathering this little bundle, right, in our arms for a week, for 6 weeks, and now tomorrow, Sunday, we're starting the seventh week of the counting of the Omer, and the Lord told us to count the Omer. We didn't necessarily know why, but we're just doing it in obedience, and then when we started doing this probably 4 years ago, we realized Omer, which you guys already know this, is from America. That's where our name came from. We are the golden bundle of grain. So this is actually the Jubilee bundle. And so tomorrow is the seventh week of the counting of the Omer. So it's very exciting. Here we're getting started. Now, I'm going to show you something kind of cool. This is from Leviticus chapter 23. Okay, if you go there, you'll see it's called the Festival of Weeks or the Feast of Weeks. Okay, so we are supposed to keep these feasts perpetually. That means year after year after year after year, never stopping. And those are because we'll get, he says, a blessing for doing that. And just mostly that you'll understand his word better and understand his promises better. So look at this. It says, you shall count for yourself from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. Seven Sabbaths shall be completed. Seven weeks, seven Sabbaths, okay? So count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then you shall offer new grain offering to the Lord. Okay, so you've got you bake it. Okay, but you also have you bake some bread, but you also have this sheaf, like bringing in the sheaves, and you wave this before the Lord. It's a wave offering. They're like, that's pretty cool. Okay, so, you know, we kind of do that. We raise our hands in worship sometimes. And so it's kind of that type of a thing. And imagine all the people in worship waving this before the Lord. How beautiful would that be? And it'd be very golden, like a golden, you know, amber waves of grain. I'm like, wait a minute, amber waves of grain? Did they know? Yes, they knew. So I wanted to show you that real quick. And I think I have on the site of seeing America the Beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. You know, and you do think of it in a field that the wind is blowing and they're going backwards and forwards, and that's beautiful. But it's a worship. Think of it as worship. Amber waves, waving to the Lord, saying, we thank you, we praise you, because you have, you know, given us America, that we are that bundle of grain. Isn't that beautiful? From Purple Mountain, majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, or Omerica, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, the stanzas are so beautiful. It talks later on about, you know, oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved. You guys, you've proven that. Like Mike Lindell's proving that. He spent $60 million to try to stop them from cheating on our elections. The thing is starting tomorrow. I just posted it. I shared his post on X. I haven't been able to put it on Telegram yet, but you know, he's spent all this money to try to save our country. So let's support him however we can. He's got the Lindell Offense Fund over there. You can also get some of the stuff at MyPillow using the promo code Melly. You know, he has proven himself that he is over here trying so hard to, you know, he loves his country more than mercy. And more than life. He's trying to have mercy on our country. America, may God thy gold refine. How about that? The golden age with lots of gold. Till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. How about that for you guys? In the golden age, you'll be nobles. How about that? You'll be proven to be the nobles. Instead of them, they're not the elite. We are. And every gain divine. And this, I love this one. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing beyond what our eyes see. With the eyes of faith, we see this beautiful future that is coming. Thine alabaster cities gleam. Now, I haven't seen alabaster cities. Our city is not alabaster. I don't know if yours is. Where we live is not alabaster, but it will be undimmed by human tears. We're going to see this beautiful future fulfilled before our eyes. This is where we're headed. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. More important than alabaster is for us to have this unity and this brotherhood in our country. And we're going to have that. Someone just the other day, no, this isn't going to happen. Like, it is. We believe it. We believe God's promises. This is biblical. All right, so I want you to see that. And then also, you know, when you think of, like I was saying, you've got this bundle of grain. You've got this bundle of grain. And what do you think of as a bundle? You hold a bundle. And women hold when they get flowers, they hold it like a baby. Have you ever seen that? They don't just hold it like this. They hold the flowers like you're holding a baby. And so it's a bundle. I want to knock that over. A bundle of joy. So get this little connection here. Okay, so let me just show you what's happening. Here we are starting the seventh week, and we'll finish, here we are, tomorrow morning is June 1st, and we're going to start the counting of the Omer for the seventh week, and here on the Pentecost, on the 8th of June, is going to be Pentecost, the 50th day. And the interesting thing is, and I don't know if I've really connected this before, but check this out, that on the 14th, Flag Day, that is also Jesus, which I know that I've shared this before, that is Jesus' birthday. So when you go if you go onto my website, you look into the videos, you look into biblical astronomy, you will see that I was able to discover the Bethlehem Star, which is the conjunction of Jupiter and Venus, and it created this amazingly bright star, because those two stars are so, so bright already. And so this was Jesus' birthday a week after the Pentecost. Now, Pentecost is the day where the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. So this is, you know, it's a birthing. We're all in this birth pangs to see this kingdom come and his will be done. This is what the 42 weeks and the 1260 days and the three and a half, you know, all this symbolism that the Lord put in there. It's about this travailing, this birthing, this, you know, and so here, right after this, right after a week, within a week of Jubilee, of Pentecost, Jesus was born. This is a very, quote, pregnant time of the year. It's a birthing time of the year. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw something really cool happen. The disciples did. They went to the upper room. They were there together. And sure as the world, this happened. And they got the huge blessing, the bundle, the Jubilee blessing, the pouring out of God's Spirit. What I really want is, yes, the gold. We want the gold. But we want everyone to awaken. This is what we need. Everything else can fall into place. We've talked about this for years. If people would just wake up, then everything else can fall right into place. Right. If the Spirit of the Lord falls on our country, if the birth of the kingdom of Christ, which is, this is his birthday, if this is the birth of Christ's kingdom on earth, game over. It's done.
All right. How'd you guys like that? I thought that was so cool. I wanted to share that with you. I shared it yesterday on the video. If you don't check, if you haven't been coming on our Saturday morning show, definitely come and join with us. We open up God's Word, and it really connects some really cool dots. And so I wanted to make sure that you guys saw that. That's the section in Leviticus chapter 23 is the one about the wave offering. Let's see. Okay, there's the America the Beautiful. If you haven't checked out the books, definitely go on to freedomforce.live, and you can find out the links. Here's the link to the books. If you haven't seen that, I'll pop that into the chat. And then the other thing is, don't forget, Mike Lindell is going tomorrow. Is where this is starting. The trial that they have sued him for defamation, and he said, "Sue me." That's great. He's excited because now, you know, all these other people have settled, even Fox News settled, but not Mike Lindell. He's like, okay, bring it on, because we're going to depose you. We're going to expose all this in open court. And so our job is going to be whatever Mike sends out over on his social media and whatever he comes on our show and he shares, we're going to blast this out like there's no tomorrow. So this is huge. I feel sure that he's worked hard to get all these attorneys ready to go so that they can get all this exposed. Let's be definitely in prayer for that. And here is the link where you can can support him. He's got a givesendgo.com/Lindell to support what he is doing here on the thank you Songbird. How you can support him. He has spent $60 million on this to try to expose these cheaters on the fake lying cheating machines called Dominion, as well as just so many of them. They're all bad. We cannot use these machines anymore for our elections. And so this is the post. I'll go ahead and post this there. Here's where let me play a little bit of this.
I can't believe anybody would take this. This is absolutely disgusting. It's a disgrace to our country. It's a disgrace to you.
Anything else?
No, that's it. You asked me a question. I answered it.
I just love that Mike Lindell does not play. He just blasts out the truth. He is so, so courageous. The Lord has prepared him for this day, and I pray that he's going to be rewarded, and I know he will, for what he's done. So there's his givesendgo.com/Lindell. You can also check into this one, the mypillow.com/Melly. Use the promo code Melly. And these right here are any size dream sheets. He said that he was just basically trying to liquidate. As, you know, because he spent all of his money, all of his money that he'd saved for all of his life, $60 million, he spent all that, and he's now liquidating all these sheets. He says, what do I have? What do I have that I can sell that I can use for this fight? And so right here, if you buy these of dream sheets, any size, $49.98, then that money goes directly to helping to get this trial. Such an amazing patriot. I'm so proud to know him and appreciate what he has done for our country. So definitely check into that, mypillow.com/Melly. All right, I think that's it. That's everything. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. There's so many things going on. We're just so thankful that you've given us eyes to see it. Thank you for our wonderful President Trump, how he's working so hard to expose the truth. Thank you for this keystone that is going to that's unlocking the door of all doors, all this truth that has been exposed that we didn't know what was going on before, and now we do. We just thank you and we praise you. We just ask that you would just help us to be faithful to share this information. Thank you for our wonderful Mike Lindell. We pray for that trial tomorrow, that Dominion will be exposed before all the world, that these machines can no longer be used. They are just used to cheat and steal our elections. Help patriots to share this information everywhere so that this surpasses with the tamping down by the mainstream media and all the lies that they say against the truth tellers. Lord, help us to be brave. Help us to be strong. And Lord, are we just ready? We're ready for Pentecost. We're ready for you to pour out your spirit on all flesh so that people will know the truth and that then the game will be over. And we'd love it, Lord, if during that beautiful parade that these people are paraded around the whole city that they have done crimes against our country. We'd love that. I know that'd be a lot.
but I'm going to ask for it because I want that. I want these people to be paraded around the whole city and everybody to realize that they've done crimes against our country. Like Joe Biden was exposed for committing crimes against our country. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you that you are the king, that you will dwell with us and that you will rule this world. Thank you that you're placing people in these positions of authority who are going to run these things right, whether it's the health. Thank you for Robert Kennedy Jr. Thank you for all these ones running the Homeland Security and the Homan and just all these. Lord, cause us to be more than conquerors. Help us to be acquit ourselves as strong men and women of the Lord, that we will fight like our wonderful president. And we love you. We praise you. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray your strength on them. I pray your comfort on them. I pray your encouragement on each one of them. I pray your health. I pray you'd just provide everything that they need and help them to sense your presence like never, never before. We love you and we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I've stayed longer than I know. I always do that. I always say that, but I do. It's just so much to tell you. All right, guys, I love you with all my heart. I appreciate you so much, and I will talk to you later.